This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher. Alain Grimaud is not your typical pianist. She likes to play with the tempo, she likes to reinvent phrases, and she likes to take chances. Taking chances is how Alain Grimaud ended up making her first Mozart recording, not with the world-renowned conductor Claudio Abbado and his Mozart Orchestra, but with the Bavarian Radio Chamber Orchestra. Abbado and Grimaud disagreed on which cadenza to use for Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 23. Grimaud fell in love with Italian pianist Ferruccio Busoni's cadenza after hearing Vladimir Horowitz play it on his recording. Abbado begged to differ, but Grimaud stuck to her guns. Eventually, she decided to issue a different performance with a different orchestra, and she couldn't be more pleased with the result.
Well, I think that's what makes the recording special, is that it wasn't planned as a recording. These were initially supposed to be just concerts, recorded concerts, definitely for radio broadcast, but it wasn't planned for them to become a recording. And, of course, the public becomes an integral part of that experience, because this element of shared freedom between, you know, the piano and the orchestra is taking the audience by the hand.
In the past 25 years, this French pianist has put out some 20 CDs, but this is her first full Mozart recording. Grimaud has played some of his sonatas and concertos in the past. She says returning to Mozart after 18 years is like going back to a childhood friend and reconnecting. So why was now the right time to record Mozart?
That's really very much connected to the last album, to the Resonances program, which, you know, starts with the A minor sonata. And it was because of the work I did on that piece that I knew that it was time to do an album that was entirely devoted to his music.
Her new release opens with Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 19 in F major. Grimaud loves this concerto because, well, it's extremely entertaining.
There is a very contagious vitality, playfulness, humor in this music, which really changes your mood. I mean, it has this power of altering the way you feel, and that's actually very profound. And then, of course, there is anyway much more to it. I mean, if we look just at the second movement, these modulations into the minor tonalities are really poignant moments, and there is something so sort of innocent and tender about the music, which is, I think, just touching people.
Grimaud says what makes Mozart's music so fascinating is the depth of emotion contained within each piece. And she cites the second movement from his Piano Concerto No. 23 as a perfect example.
There's never any trace of sentimentality. So, you know, the result is this grace, this weightlessness, this quality of impermanence, but it makes it even more relevant, you know, to people's lives. It really sets him apart from pretty much all others.
At the center of this new release is a beautiful Mozart aria, known to Mère Amato Bene, sung by German soprano Moitza Erdmann with Grimaud at the piano. Grimaud describes this piece as liquid gold. It's bright like sunlight. Yet as you listen, you wonder, is the piano the seducer or the seduced? Either way, in the end, love does win. Alain Grimaud sees herself as a link between the composer and the audience. Her live concerts are full of surprises, and this new live release with the Bavarian Radio Chamber Orchestra is no exception. In these performances, something wonderful happened between the notes, and now you can experience it too. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.